This is Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton.
Welcome to this edition of Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blanton, joined by Morehead State University President Wayne Andrews and Dr. Andrews. Today we have a great guest and a great topic.
Very pleased to have with us this day Mark Murphy. Mark is the District Director of the Small Business Development Center. He's been in that position for several years now, and we're delighted to have him carrying on this work, and we've got a lot to talk about.
And we'll do that. We'll come back and talk Small Business Development Center after this timeout.
With Morehead State's online MBA program, you're able to earn an advanced degree and additional skills from any location while continuing to work at your current job, preparing you to rise through the ranks of the business world. Our fully accredited 30-hour program offers you much more convenience and flexibility. Visit morehedstate.edu/MBA to learn more.
The Kraft Academy for Excellence in Science and Mathematics at Morehead State is a dual-credit residential high school experience, offering select juniors and seniors the opportunity to enter one of the top public universities in the South. Students engage in research projects with a unique focus on entrepreneurship and innovation, creativity and design, civic and regional engagement. Tuition, housing, and meals are provided at no cost. Visit online, morehedstate.edu/craft-academy.
Welcome back to Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blanton, joined by Morehead State President Dr. Wayne Andrews. And Dr. Andrews, you discussed Mark Murphy a little bit before we went to break. Let's tell a little bit about himself.
He's been with the Small Business Development Center since 2010, so for 5 years, and recently appointed as the director this last May. The former director has transitioned into kind of a post-retirement situation. And we're pleased to have Mark in that role. Mark has an undergraduate degree from Morehead State. He's working on his MBA. He has owned private companies himself. He worked for a bank and a car dealership. He's had lots of experience in business. And, I'd like to talk to Mark about what the Small Business Development Center is. Mark, give us an overview of what it is and how it works and how it benefits the people in our region.
All right. Yeah, great to be here. What the Small Business Development Centers are is it's a nationwide, statewide organization, and it's administered through usually universities, economic development entities, and those kind of things. Here at Morehead State, we have four centers, and one here in Morehead, and Ashland, Pikeville, and Paintsville. And we get our funding through the SBA, through the university, through the state of Kentucky, and we also get some funding through USDA. Primarily, our services come under consulting, training, and being able to provide the resources to small business owners. One of the great things about what we do is we do it free of charge. We always try real hard to get the word out of our services, and so many business owners don't even know that we're out there. So on the consulting side, we have consultants at each one of the centers that we have, and we're able to sit down with them one-on-one, and that's whether it's startup businesses or existing businesses, and we're able to really try to find out what their problems are and try to figure out how to help them. Our training events, we do some big events, and we also do regular small workshops like starting a business and financing a business. We do the Women's Symposium in February in Prestonsburg. We also have the Northeast Kentucky Awards Breakfast that we have in Ashland in May. And then we just had our Regional Entrepreneur Conference that we had here in Morehead. So we do quite a few training events.
Yeah, one of the great things about this, Morehead State University's had a relationship with the Small Business Development Centers for 20 years, and we've made a significant impact throughout the region. And as you mentioned, Mark, we have four locations, one here in Morehead, one in Paintsville, one in Pikeville, and one in Ashland. And each of those has its own director and serves a region. And we serve both new and startup entrepreneurs. So people might walk in and say, gosh, I'm thinking about starting X and Y type business, and can you help me figure out how to get going? And then we might also serve those small businesses that are in operation. So maybe separate the two. So if I'm a budding entrepreneur and I walk into your office and say, you know, Mark, I'm thinking about starting a business. How would you coach me to get going?
One of the biggest things that I run into when clients come in is really the education part of it. I have so many clients that will come in and say, hey, I found this great location. I need a business plan, go to the bank and get a loan. And while location is one thing, there's, you know, 10,000 other things that you need to think about. So as somebody that comes in, normally the first visit, we'll sit down and get acquainted. If it's a startup, we'll kind of get their idea, that kind of thing. If it's an existing business, then you know, we'll try to find out what their issue is. But I really try to give that reality check, you know, because people will see, hey, yeah, I want to start my business, be my own boss, make plenty of money, and not realizing that it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and making that money, that's a tough thing to do. So you really need to prepare. So the course of going through a visit and that kind of thing is we'll get acquainted, and then it turns into kind of a homework deal. Have the client do research of costs and marketing and all those kind of things that's going to go into it. So then we start working on the draft or the written side. I kind of divide it up in the written and the math part. And I'm a numbers guy, so everything to me comes back to the numbers. You know, nothing really happens until you really figure out, you know, is this going to work on the number side of it? A lot of times it's the fun things of trying to figure out the decor of your business and all that, what you're going to sell. But to me, it always comes back to the numbers. So working through the numbers, and we have some really good resources, spreadsheet programs, to where we can go through and really run the scenarios, detailed scenarios, cash flows, balance sheets, break-evens, all that kind of stuff, so that the client, if he's going to go talk to a lender, to really find out, you know, to know the numbers when the lender asks him some questions about it.
So that's a big part, that they get their business plan made and then go out and try to find the money to start it.
Right. And you know, lenders have money to lend. Regulations have got a whole lot tighter. So my theory has always been that if you're going to go in and get a commercial loan, you know, it's one thing to go in and have a business plan. It's another thing to go in and have a presentation. So I'm big on colors, pictures, you know, having industry data, having all the information that you need so that when you sit in front of that lender, you know, the client, you know, has a presentation and knows what's in there.
You know, one of the things, Mark, that I'm aware of is that people that start out with a new enterprise, if they just launch it on their own, the success rate's pretty dismal.
Yeah.
If they go through a small business development startup program, receive the coaching and counseling and business plan development and all that, the education, some of which you've described, they have a higher probability of success. Can you talk a little bit about that, just from your experience in the last 5 years as being part of this network and now as the director? You know, what kind of success are we having? And we're in four different locations in Eastern Kentucky. Are there some locations that are attracting more small businesses or attracting new businesses at a higher rate than others?
Yeah, take it, for example, here in Moorhead. You know, in the previous years I've been here, it's usually been probably 70-30 with startups. And this past year has been completely the opposite. I've worked with more existing businesses. We usually get our referrals, usually from lenders, from Mesa, SCED, and banks all around the region. And those are the good referrals that you get. So and talking about impact, just looking kind of in total with the four centers that we have over just the last 2 years, you know, we've counseled about 500 clients. We've had 40 training events with over 750 attendees. We've had 53 businesses bought or started with an impact of 225 jobs created. And the other big number is we've had over $13 million in loans and equity financing. And, you know, that's just the last 2 years. So, you know, if clients come to the Small Business Development Center, like I said, we have the resources that can help you down that road of being successful. It's still on the business owner. It's still on them to do the work. But we have some really great tools to help.
25 counties, you know, that your four centers cover. So that's a lot of ground for each center director. Of course, Mark's the center director here and the district manager. Kim Jenkins is in Ashland. She does the Northeastern Awards every year. That's a big thing. Michelle Spriggs in Paintsville in the Small Business Development Center. And then, of course, Mike Morley, who you replaced as district manager, is still on in Pikeville. And he's been there, I think, since the first business started in East Kentucky. But, you know, you have a wealth of people, and each center has their strengths. And a lot of people come in and see exactly what they need, and either they want to start something and they start it and you help them, and we see a lot of success stories when we get a chance to let the business have a little time.
Right, and two, you have the success stories, and not necessarily all the time the success story is the one that come in, got a loan, and done that. It might be the one person that comes in that was ready to put up their home and their everything, quit their job, and not had done all the work. And then you maybe realize that, well, wait a minute, I didn't know that all these things could happen. So you know, education is a big part of it, and really, you know, having the people think about, you know, what they're getting into.
Every sort of business that you can think of has been started, and, you know, it's a great resource that people, I think, sometimes don't know that they can come in and have the business plan laid out, and, you know, be able to talk through some things, because a lot of people don't know how to start a business.
Right, and working through the clients, you know, I've worked from everything from somebody starting a daycare in their house up to multi-million-dollar manufacturing projects. So again, it's like I said, it always comes back to the numbers. It always comes back to sitting down and really figuring out what you're doing there.
Mark, are there certain areas where, business development seems to be more promising today than others? I mean, you mentioned manufacturing, you mentioned, you know, daycare is just two examples, but what do you see in there? What kinds of ideas are people coming forward with, and what kinds of small businesses are looking for help?
It really runs the gamut there. In our area, you'll see people come in and they may have been, and a lot of times you'll see this where somebody will be working somewhere, like you said, in the medical field. They could be, a nurse, and they're like, hey, maybe they're in home health, maybe they're this. Hey, I want to open my own home health. You can have loggers, you can have, all those, hey, I want to buy a dump truck and start hauling dirt, putting in septic systems. So the areas of businesses, it's all over the place. So
I know you work real closely with the Innovation Center here in Moorhead, and the fact that the Innovation Center is taking off here in Moorhead, and, you know, that's just, you know, kind of like a different entity, but it's not a different entity because SBDC works closely with that organization.
Yeah, with Jonathan Gay over there at the Innovation Center, they're kind of the difference between the two is they're more focused on business modeling and innovative technologies, and work more kind of on the business plan projections and those kind of things. With the new Innovation Launchpad Incubator that's downtown, and, you know, for the listeners that hear incubator and not really know what that is it's really just a place to where you can rent space and have the resources to develop your business, whether it be scaling it up or just starting it. So with that being on Main Street, we work a lot with referring clients back and forth. It's referrals are the best kind of clients to get, and so we refer them back and forth. So that's probably the biggest way we work with them.
Yeah, I mean, the wonderful thing about all this is we're trying to create opportunity for our people, right? So we know that in our region in the last number of years, we've suffered with the loss of coal mining jobs, good-paying, high-wage jobs. And so, you know, part of what we want to do as an institution through all the different things that we provide is to create opportunity for people. So we're looking for folks that have good ideas that they believe would be marketable, that could be translated into a business, and the SBDC can help with that. I especially want to note, though, Mark, that you like the referrals. That makes sense to me, because if a person goes to a bank, seeks a loan, they get counseling at the bank, some loan officer is likely to say to this person, yeah, your idea sounds good, but we can't lend you the money until you have a really solid business plan. There's a referral. We have, as you mentioned, at the Innovation Launchpad on Main Street, that's a place where people apply for admission into that particular entity, and its purpose is to help incubate, to grow people with ideas that want to foster business development. But those folks need coaching and counseling as well. So while it's a physical place, the kinds of educational resources that you provide might lend support to that as well. So it's a network of activity designed to help create the possibility for more new jobs, good-paying jobs, and the underpinning in the economy in this country is the small business. I mean, we hear a lot about the Apples and the Amazons and the General Motors and the like, and those are huge engines, but there are far more small businesses that have 2, 3, 10, 20, and 40 employees that are the engine within the economy. Is that correct?
Yeah. I was just at some economic development training through UK, and that was the whole point of it. Is, you know, you may have 10% of that big factory that may come in and give you the 100 jobs, but there's, you know, that 60 or 70% of the job creators are those businesses that's 10 to 20. You know, mom and pop small business. You know, that's where your job growth is. So you know, those kind of companies, you know, where they've been in business a year or 30 years with changes in technology and all those kind of things, every business owner is facing some kind of challenge. You know, whether you've done it great for 30 years, there's some challenge out there that you know, we feel like we can help you overcome.
You know, it's one of the great things you mentioned in February every year for the last 10, 15 years has been the Women's Symposium. And they bring speakers in, and a lot of people who have started businesses since the Women's Symposium started, they come back and they visit and they tell. And it's great to hear those stories of how they're kind of pumping up the newer people who want to start a business to go ahead and, you know, you need to start it because that's what we've done, and now we've grown to this. And, you know, that's a big part of that Paintsville-Pikeville office, the fact that that's probably the biggest thing they do all year.
Yeah, and that's turned into a good event. The one this past February, it was held right on a day that it snowed a foot, and, you know, there was questions of thinking of canceling and that kind of thing. It ended up, I think there was 125 people showed up there that day. So, and Kim's event in Ashland, too, at the Northeast Kentucky, that has grown into 250-300 people. It's a big event.
Part of this is to provide reinforcement and some motivation to those small business folks that are thinking about going into something here, because it's a pretty scary prospect, you know, to go out and think about borrowing money and hiring people and taking big risk. So these, part of this whole philosophy, I think, is to encourage people by providing examples of individuals that have been successful. Let them tell their story and let them relate to the fact that there is plenty of help available. So, Mark, if there's an individual that shows up today and he says to me or Jason, you know, I listen to your radio show and I'm kind of thinking I'd want to do something here. You know, where do I find Mark Murphy, and how do I get this thing rolling? You know, what do we do?
Yeah, we're located down with the Chamber of Commerce in the old train depot. That's at 150 East 1st Street. The phone number is 606-783-2895, and also can get me on my email at m.murphy@moreheadstate.edu.
You just completed the 14th conference, and tell us a little bit about that. And I know you've taken a different approach the last couple of years to join the chamber, the Morehead Round County Chamber, and it's really been pretty nice for you all to get that event a little bit growing and growing.
Yeah, you know, with the event originally, you know, I think it had been in Mount Sterling and West Liberty, and then it's been here for, I think, the last four. And we started combining it with the chamber just to get a little bit more exposure of business owners who would come in for the chamber luncheon to what we had going on. So the last couple of years, we've actually had Constant Contact come in and do a workshop on email marketing. This year, we had the SBA and IRS come in and do some specific workshops on government contracting and business taxes, and had the Economic Development Cabinet come in and talk about their programs, because, you know, that's another thing people always say, I need some help, and I can't find it nowhere. But, you know, Kentucky has some really good programs out there to where, you know, if you have your business plan, you have all the things lined up, you can get some really good help through the state. So it was a good event. We normally have around 100 people there. Yeah.
You know, one of the reasons I think, Mark, this is so important to our region is that this is part of a large strategy on the university's part. You know, we have a very strong College of Business and Technology. They have a full suite of undergraduate programs. You're a graduate of that program yourself. They've got a very, very strong MBA program. It's fully online. They're in the process right now of searching for a new endowed chair in entrepreneurship. That person will help develop curriculum. that can be infused into the existing undergraduate program, and it'll be linked directly to the Innovation Launchpad, which we've previously mentioned. So the goal here from the university's perspective is to make sure that we deploy the assets that we have, and some we're going to acquire, to push out into the region to create as much opportunity as we can for the citizens that we're here to serve. Because we know if we can help create small businesses in our hometowns, in our region, we can anchor people there, and that's the hope for our future.
Well, we'll come back after this timeout.
The Office of Career Services at Morehead State University works to bring employers and prospective employees together, partnering with students, faculty, staff, and employers to prepare MSU students for the global workforce. Whether you're looking for a full-time employee or a part-time student intern, MSU Career Services will connect your business with qualified candidates. Contact the MSU Office of Career Services for more information, 606-783-2233, online at moreheadstate.edu/career.
MSU's biology, biomedical, and chemistry programs give students hands-on laboratory experience and research opportunities. Morehead State faculty members utilize innovative practices in both the classroom and laboratory to provide students with personal one-on-one attention, preparing students for careers and graduate study. As a result, MSU alumni are accepted into professional schools at rates above state and national averages. To learn more, visit online at moreheadstate.edu/biochem.
Welcome back to Shaping Appalachia. Our guest has been Mark Murphy, District Director of the Small Business Development Center. Dr. Andrews, it's been an informative show today.
I think that's really the whole point of this, is to help people recognize that they're not in it alone. It's a very scary prospect when you launch out to start a new venture if you think you're on your own. Lots of hurdles and mountains to climb. The Small Business Development Center, people like Mark and his team, they're there to assist people to get their business plans developed, to help them understand what lending institutions are looking for, to help with market research, and a variety of things that can help assure success. And, Mark, what's the cost to the individual for all these services you provide?
Yeah, no cost at all.
It's an amazing thing, and it's because we have partnerships. The university's partnered with the federal government through various agencies. This money flows to us. The university contributes some to this, and so it's there as a service to the people in our region.
Mark, we appreciate you taking time out. Now, if they want to get in touch with you, they can call you. But all the addresses and all the phone numbers, you can go to moreheadstate.edu/SBDC and find out all the center's information of the director's name and where they're located. And just stop on by because they'd love to see you.
Yeah, and that's whether if you've just been thinking about it for years and maybe you just have an idea, all the way up to, like I said, the existing businesses that's been in business. We have some great financial analysis tools that we can help you work through any issues you're having. Or if you're not even having issues, we can take a look and see if there's any opportunities there for you to make some more profit. So
we appreciate your time. And that's this edition of Shaping Appalachia. For Dr. Andrews, I'm Jason Blanton. So long, everybody.
This has been Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton. This program is produced through the facilities of Morehead State Public Radio.